Welcome. I'm Elise Marsh, and I'm your host here on the Perfectly Wonderfully Made podcast. I believe there's nothing like motherhood to give us a glimpse into the heart of our God, who sees us perfectly, wonderfully made. Welcome back, friends. I'm so glad you're here. I truly feel so grateful that you would invite me into this time in your day. Thank you for listening. I pray what you hear today encourages and equips you. I'm super excited to tell you guys my new Thriving Through Postpartum playbook is here. I poured my heart and soul into this new digital product, and it is changing lives. Praise God. I was just chatting with a mama named Sarah today who got my playbook and has been so thankful that the section on mastitis was in there exactly when she needed it. She recognized the signs right away and knew exactly what to do. She's healing and feeling so much better because of the playbook. I've worked with hundreds of pregnant and postpartum moms over the years, and I believe with all of my heart, we are better when we encourage, equip, and support one another in this season. Because if you know me, you know my heart truly desires to change the world. And it created in me this passion to make a resource for you. And I wanted to create a resource for every single postpartum mama to have access to. I wanted it to include everything I personally needed to hear in those hard, challenging, sleepy postpartum days. And I did it. And it's here. And with all of my heart, I pray it blesses you. So if you have a friend who is pregnant or postpartum, would you do something for me right now? Would you text them a link to this episode? Because it just might change their entire postpartum experience. All right, you guys, today the Lord has put something on my heart I'm so eager to share with you. If you're new here, you may not know this yet, but this show is often just an extension of my time with Jesus and all that He's speaking to my heart in the season. So I invite you, buckle up, grab your coffee, grab your warm beverage, go head out on a walk, fold your laundry, but come alongside me and listen to what the Lord might have for you today. Be expectant, my friend, for what He wants to speak to you. Waiting is so hard, and waiting well is even harder. Motherhood has positioned us to learn how to wait well, to have patience. Some of us wait to find the perfect spouse. We long for companionship and relationships. Others of us wait for years just to get pregnant and experience the miracle of a baby growing inside of us. All of us who have given birth before know the 9 months of waiting we journey through as we expectantly anticipate the arrival of our babies. But before the best gift of new life arrives, we walk through labor and test our endurance and fortitude in a way like never before. It makes the waiting worth it. Would we find as much satisfaction in our new baby if we didn't have to go through labor? If we didn't have to endure such a challenge before us? Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now He is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Hebrews 12:2. I once had a doula client use this verse as her mantra in labor. As she felt each contraction begin, she would say, "Because of the joy awaiting Him." And she would pause and breathe over the hardest part of the contraction. And as it started to let go, she would finish, "He endured the cross." For hours and hours, she repeated these words. There's so much satisfaction in doing something hard. Whether that's patiently waiting for a promise to come to fruition, or summiting a mountain, finishing a race, getting through the day without screaming at your children, finally making healthier choices with our food, learning a new skill, or accomplishing any goal you set for yourself. There's joy waiting for you at the end of all your hard work and discomfort. Waiting well isn't always comfortable. Sometimes it's really stinking painful. Sometimes the ache for the things we are waiting for might seem too great and overtake us. I longed for years to be married to a man who wasn't depressed and anxious, who was healthy and loved his family well. I cried out to the Lord to heal and restore my marriage for 12 years. And there were days I lost hope, where it all felt like foolishness to hold on to hope that things would ever be any different. I ached for another baby for 7 years, and I felt so guilty for this longing in my heart when I had two perfectly lovely children. I adored them. I still do. And yet, it didn't make the ache for another baby any less. What was wrong with me? And the one thing I had to learn was how to have joy in the unseen. I had to trust that the Lord was working where I couldn't see it, that every prayer and cry and longing of my heart was heard, that it wouldn't return void. No one enjoys waiting. Maybe you do, and I would love to meet you and learn from you. But goodness gracious, I sure don't enjoy it. Waiting is hard. Waiting in a world that seeks instant gratification seems so backwards. And yet, the Lord has asked us to wait well. I want you to take a moment and think about those things you're waiting on today. Can you bring those things to the Lord right now? I want to encourage you to trust that the Lord is working in your waiting. He is doing more than we could ever imagine, because that is who He is. He is the God of more than enough. He's the God of immeasurably more than we could ever think or imagine. All over the Bible, we see people waiting. Abraham had to wait a lifetime for his promise. The woman with the issue of blood waited 12 years for her healing. The Israelites waited 40 years in the desert. Hannah had to wait for her baby boy. Abigail had to wait to be married to David, who finally saw her. The Lord wants to do something in your waiting, my friend. He uses the waiting, because in the waiting, we learn that we can't do it in our own strength. We learn just how much we need Him. The Lord gets a hold of our hearts in the waiting, because the waiting will always reveal what's really in your heart. And can I tell you, my friend, the Lord will always be more concerned with developing your character than giving you what you want. Although I fully believe the Lord is a good father and wants to give good gifts to His kids. But He wants your heart first and foremost. And when we get to the place where we can experience joy in the unseen, we go to the next level in our faith. Who's ready to go there with me? Can you have joy today when He hasn't done what you need Him to do? When He hasn't fixed your problem? Let your faith turn to joy in what He will do, not only in what He has done. My friend, you know what we are ultimately waiting for. This waiting thing isn't going away. It's here to stay. Our lives were created in such a way that we would always be longing for something more. We will always be waiting because the Lord has set eternity with Him in our hearts. What I want you to hear today is what the Lord wants you to do while you wait. He has so much He wants to do in your heart and in your life while you work out your salvation. He has treasures hidden for you in your season of waiting. Don't miss them. Y'all, Noah had to wait for the rain. But what if he had done nothing while he waited for the flood? What if he had doubted and moped around? What if he had wasted his waiting? You are a builder. You are building a family. You're building a legacy. You're building the kingdom. You're building more than you could ever imagine as a wife, a daughter, a mother, and a friend. Don't waste it. Friend, I'm going to give you 3 tangible ways you can wait well in this season. Number 1, praise before the breakthrough. When you're worried, worship. It's warfare, and it's how you're going to tell your brain who's boss. Your spirit has to go get out in front, my friend. Let your spirit worship, and your brain is going to catch up later, I promise. But we have to praise and worship first, especially when we're afraid, especially when we're doubting, especially when we don't have an answer. We have to worship first. Number 2. Keep His promises in front of you. Journal, write them down, put them where you will see them often, but keep them out in front of you and remind yourself what He said to you. Because sister, you're gonna need it. You're gonna need to hold on to those things and not forget them. Number 3, tell someone about what you're waiting for. Ask this person to encourage you, to remind you of what the Lord has spoken over you, to pray over you when your spirit is weak. It will keep you accountable. You've been given the body of Christ for a reason. Utilize it. Find that friend who's going to encourage you to wait well and not lose heart. You aren't supposed to do this alone. So link arms. Grab a friend who knows how to pray. Sweet listener, I want to take just a pause right here and tell you about one of my favorite postpartum resources, Mama Meals. Mama Meals is an organic postpartum meal delivery service. They truly understand what kind of nutrient-dense foods a new mom needs to heal postpartum. Head to mama-meals.com and use the code Alise, A-L-I-S-E, to get $20 off your first order. I'll have a link to order their meals in my show notes page. Go check it out. All right, friends, if you found today's episode encouraging or helpful, would you stop right now and share this episode with a friend? Would you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? This is the only way for the show to grow, and it lets me know how I can serve you better and brings a huge smile to my heart. Just scroll on down there until you see that purple write a review button and leave your review there. For every person who leaves a review on the show this week, I'm giving away free access to my new postpartum resource, the Thriving Through Postpartum Playbook. All right, friends, if you're pregnant or are postpartum mama, this is your reminder. Go download my free guide, Preparing for Postpartum. You can head to elisemarsh.com and click on freebies, and you'll find it there waiting for you. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you back here again soon. Bye.